Number 6. Return home the precious gift. During the weeks of intensive study that followed, Lua was always among the first to arrive at the meetings and the last to leave. To her joy and delight, she discovered that already there were followers of Baha'u'llah in America. They were called Baha'is. She was told that Baha'i meant follower of Baha'u'llah, just as Christian meant follower of Christ. The name Baha'u'llah, which translated into English, Lua discovered meant the glory of the Lord or the glory of God. The world center of the Baha'i faith was in the Holy Land, on the very spot which Isaiah had prophesied would see the glory of God. Oh, what days of excitement they were. Question after question was answered. Yes, Baha'u'llah is the return of Christ. Yes, he has fulfilled all the prophecies of the Bible. Yes, his followers believe in prayer and the immortality of the human soul. Yes, all the races are equal, one before God. Yes, yes, yes. Answers to all these questions her mother asked while Lua was still a child in her womb. Gradually, all the doubts were removed. Lua was carried aloft to new heights by the wholesome teachings of Baha'u'llah. Each night in her room, she would review the lesson time and again. Although Baha'u'llah had written over 100 volumes, none of these were available yet in America, so it was necessary for Lua to memorize the wonderful words of his faith. She repeated them over and over until his thrilling teachings became part of her being. There is but one God and one religion. Moses, Christ, Muhammad, Baha'u'llah, all the great prophets and messengers of God have taught the one same truth. We are all the leaves of one tree and the drops of one ocean. Though the speakers are many, the word is one. Prejudice of all kinds must be forever abandoned, and all men live as brothers. All men, whatever their country, creed or colour, are the children of one Father, God. The best beloved of all things in my sight is justice. During those early days, Lua had the teachings of Baha'u'llah engraved on her mind. She absorbed every word, always seeking more understanding. This truth had struck her like a mighty thunderbolt. It had captured her soul. As the months went by, the inevitable happened. Lua once again eclipsed her teacher. Her insistent demands for further information about this glorious message were redoubled. Lua's intense longing craved for more nourishment than any teacher could supply. Her thirst for knowledge was too great to be quenched at a mountain stream. Her spirit cried out for the ocean. Lua was told that there was a wonderful man in the Holy Land, the son of Baha'u'llah. His name was Abdul Baha. He was the source to which she could turn. Abdul Baha, she was told, would be able to answer all the rest of her questions. Lua was filled with innocence, sincerity, serenity, and happiness. This time she knew there would be no disappointment. She was being led to the fountainhead of this spiritual truth. Oh, if only she could reach him. Lua knew in her heart that her long quest was ended. She thought at once of her mother, the courageous Ellen McBride Moore, who had sent her out on the sea of search. And Lua knew that she must share this priceless treasure with her. Lua left immediately for her farm home in Upper New York, her face glowing with the glad tidings. Her family recognized at once that Lua's radiance came from some inner secret which she could hardly contain. The words of her sister best described that magical night when Lua told them the wonderful story of her discovery. One moonlight night, Lua, mother, another of my sisters and myself went into the parlour. Whenever any momentous decisions were to be made in the Moore family, they were always made in the parlour. We were all breathless with excitement. Lua's letters from Chicago had been full of hidden hints and suggestions of wonderful things to come. She had refused to tell us by mail. She had piqued our curiosity until it was at last at fever pitch. And now she was with us to tell us what had made her so radiant and ethereal. In the stillness of that room, where so many questions had remained unanswered for such a long time, Lua recited a prayer. The words were new and wonderful. The very atmosphere was charged with anticipation. Lua's mother followed every gesture with her eyes. Slowly, Lua began to speak. She became more animated and excited as she went along. Her face shone with a wonderful light. She told her family many of the unforgettable things she had discovered about the Baha'i Faith. This was the last day foretold by Jesus. This was the day of the coming of the promise of all ages. Little by little, one at a time, she answered those questions which her mother had asked during those long ago days when a millennial zeal had been sweeping their countryside. Lua could read both the question and the hope in her mother's eyes. Oh, if only it could be true. Then, almost as if in answer to her mother's unasked question, Lua looked at her with a smile of joy and rapture. It was one of those exchanged glances from her childhood which had been their special link with each other. Her mother's heart leapt. "It is true," Lua said. "Christ has returned." Lua's sister, who later shared with Lua many thrilling episodes, many moments of Victoria's teaching, has said, "It is impossible to describe the feeling of wonder that evening and the excitement of Lua's words generated in our hearts." Lua looked at them, her face radiating such beauty, such poignancy, such happiness, that they knew she was lost to them forever. Her delight in the future would lie in her service to her newfound family, mankind. There was a sweet sorrow in her enraptured countenance that spoke of suffering mingled with joy. "Even now, as we talk here together," Lua exclaimed, "there are followers of this faith in many parts of the world, building the Christ-promised kingdom of God on earth." She embraced her mother and her sisters, hugging them to her heart.
"I would give my life to be one of them."